Tracy Weiner co-hosts a podcast on this little radio station of ours with a woman named Ann Johnsos, longtime producers at this radio station, now podcasters. She's a voice friendly to this show. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, John. Hello.
So, hi, John and Steve.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hi, John and Steve.
Hi, Tracy.
So, hi.
Hi.
I'll be in there tomorrow.
Are you coming in to record? So here's the thing. Tracy noticed that, do I understand correctly, some parents put their children inside of Ubers and Lyfts and have the rideshare car take them to where the kids need to go. Is that going on in the suburbs, Trace?
It's going on in the suburbs and in the city. I was out with some girlfriends from college, and we have a mixed crew. Like, some people live in the city, some people live in the suburbs. And they're talking about, you know, they live in one neighborhood in the city, but their school is somewhere else. And the kids are riding Ubers, and I guess I felt like I was under a rock because I was like, what? I had no idea. And then I see an article pop up about it, and I was like, this is for real. This really is happening.
How old are you?
I've had friends out in the suburbs. I have a 13-year-old, and there's no way I would put my kid in an Uber by herself.
Listen to this text, Tracy. It's from 630. John, I drive Uber in the western suburbs every morning for a few hours. And I take kids to school all the time. I like the younger kids better because the high schoolers always want to go through the McDonald's drive-thru on the way to school.
Don't tell Mom.
Well, I'm sure it comes off their debit card or they have a Starbucks gift card or something. 1 in 8 parents use this. This was some poll that was, there was some survey with the University of Michigan. So then I was like, wow, that's a lot. It's illegal for you to underage kid to be riding in a ride sharing car.
You know, a couple of you have said what I saw on the screen Frank wanted to say, and that is that, as Tracy mentioned, you're not supposed to do that. In fact, 847 texted in and said, John, this is what Uber has instructed us drivers. And then they send the policy as a driver partner. That's what they call somebody who drives for Uber. As a driver partner, you should decline the ride request if you believe the person requesting the ride is under 18. When picking up riders, if you feel they are underage, you may request they provide a driver's license or ID card for confirmation. If a rider is underage, please do not start the trip or allow them to ride. Tracy, that's what you were saying. It's against Uber policy for a person under 18 kid can get in the car with an adult, but the adult has to accompany them during the ride. You can't.
That is correct.
Well, so are these parents and Uber drivers violating that policy then?
I think some drivers are more lenient than others. I've had a mom say that she was in a pinch and she was begging the driver to take her kid. Like, in the article, what I was reading is that some kids just get smart enough because they were, like, calling Uber. They had the app on their phone, and we're having them pick them up outside the high school. But that clearly shows that you're a high school kid, you're underage. So the kid figured out that when he got refused the ride, then he went across the street to a fast food place and got picked up from there. So then it was, like, kind of plausible that he wasn't a high school kid.
Right, because maybe an adult would be at a fast food restaurant, but mostly high school kids are at the high schools, although it could have been an adult at the high school too. But even then, if the location is different, when you pull up, the rule is if you see it's an underage person, somebody you believe to be under 18, you're supposed to ask for an ID and you're not supposed to give them a ride.
Right, no, but the kids originate the ride from that fast food place. They just walk across the street to make that be their route.
I understand that, but I still think there would be that moment of truth where when the car pulls up, the guy goes, oh, sorry, kid, I know that we're at a McDonald's now, but I'm still not giving you a ride.
Have you seen high school kids lately? Sometimes it looks like...
I know.
My kids wouldn't pass for an older, but I've seen plenty of high school kids, and I was like, that girl looks like she's 25.
And I don't even know... Put it this way, Trace. If I knew a regular, I wonder if some of them have a relationship with a regular Uber driver. Think about that.
Maybe if you use it often enough.
Although
I'll take this one step further, John. I have friends where their kids are 16 and can legit go get a driver's license, and they don't go get driver's license anymore because they can just get driven around.
I love to hear Tracy's mom just come out.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that, young lady.
When I was 16, the first thing I wanted to do was ride, get my mom to take me to the DMV. Like, I couldn't wait to get my driver's license.
It's pretty amazing
it's
to
like
me.
18-year-olds don't have driver's license.
I
Why?
Know. I don't know. I ran into that in my family, too. One of my sons at 16 did not... He did not have a driver's license till he was closer to 17, and that was more as a courtesy to us. We're like, come on, just drive, will you? But it was not as imperative to them, and that was in his case even before rideshare. What age, Trace? So would you say is 18 sufficient? Like, or would you be okay with your 18-year-old daughter getting in a rideshare?
By herself?
Yeah.
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
How about a cab?
Is it like on a weekend, like she's leaving a party or something and she's at a friend's house or something? I don't know that I feel comfortable about it. I have friends that have had their kids take Ubers home from parties because they're out themselves. The mom and dad are out and can't get them.
My number is 312-981-7200. All right, let's take a couple calls. Frank, are you there?
Yes, Frank. This is Frank. John, I've been Uber driver for... a little more than 5 years now, so I can answer any questions that you might have.
Well, so does that happen? Do you sometimes get requests for rides from kids?
I do in this busy day and age where the parents are off to work themselves and they just don't have time because they're rushing against the beat the clock. And they say, I don't have time to take you to school and get myself to work, so I will just call you an Uber. What happened before, I would come up and they would have no ID on them, and I say, you know, how old are you? And then they would say immediately, oh, I'm 18. Okay, so then I got smart about it, and I said, let me ask you a question. What year were you born in? and then they hesitate, and they start doing the math in their head, and I'm like, yeah, you're not 18, so I'm sorry. And what the lady was talking about, requesting one location and then going across the street to another, like you said, the moment of truth, when you pull up and you see the individual...
you don't do it. You don't take them. You don't take them, huh?
No, I don't take them because, let me tell you this... When you log on to the app, when you download the app, there's all that fine print, and everybody doesn't nobody reads it. They just agree to the terms and the conditions.
Yeah.
If a driver were to get in an accident, even though it wasn't her or his fault, Uber would not cover the occupants in that vehicle because it's Uber and Lyft policy not to transport underage minors.
How about that?
So then the company would sue the pants off the driver because they violated policy because they also have to agree to the terms and the conditions of rideshare.
I think that's a great red flag to the parents, too. It's like, you know, I'm sure the driver doesn't want to be liable. Hey, parents, how would you like to have to go to court and sue to try and get the medical bills covered that maybe you can't?
But anyone can sue anyone. I mean, I would bet on the parents in that one. Even though I understand what Frank is saying, that strictly legally speaking, they might not be liable. I don't know.
Okay, fine. But
let's try it.
I know. I was just going to say, you want to roll the dice with Emma or Noah? I mean, that's kind of where, I guess that's the decision point for a parent. Hold on. We'll take a break. You can join us. 312-981-7200-WGN. We're talking about, do you put your kids in an Uber? Tracy Weiner, one of our podcasters here and a longtime producer here, has been running into this. By the way, Tracy, our texts include this. Hey, John, I'm 62 years old, and I took a van to kindergarten with four other kids. We took a cab. We would fight over who sat in the rumble seat, and our driver's name was Mr. Butterfingers. 847 says, 847 says, what this is doing is exposing a need in the marketplace for transportation for people under the age of 18. Maybe there will be a service called Uber Kids. Yeah, there's an interesting idea, I think.
Yeah, Uber in my day was we rode our bikes or we took a bus.
Okay, you have to stop talking like that, Tracy, because those times are...
I thought it was my mom. What's happened, Steve?
There's so much more for kids to do, though. There's so much more need for kid transportation than there was when...
I get,
when I was a kid.
I get it. It's a tough one. I just don't know that I would use it.
So it's 7 o'clock, and your kids finished with volleyball practice. You're cooking dinner, and rather than go out in the 15 degrees below zero, she can call an Uber.
Yep.
And go the 6 blocks to your home.
I remember my mom and dad just hating to have to pick us up at Manuka High School, you know, for that very reason. Cooking dinner, got things going. If it was mom's turn to drive, crap. You know, you just knew that when your parents' day to go to Manuka and get us, the football team or basketball team standing out there, it was like such, I guarantee you, if they had it, I don't know if my folks would have done it, because I don't know if they would have spent the money, but if they had it, they would have spent it. Let me just throw Mike in here real quick. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN Radio. What did you want to say, Mike? You're on the air.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, man.
We've used Uber for my son a couple times. He's 16, just because he was going to work, and we didn't have time to get him there. I didn't really like it, but he needed to get to work. But then me and my wife would always pick him up from work to bring him back. But, you know, at certain times we did have to use it. Didn't like it. Like he had to get to work. So
did you know that was against the policy? They're not supposed to do that? Did you guys know that?
I did not know that until I heard on the radio just now. I had no idea.
And then he's got a phone, I assume, your 16-year-old.
Yes, sir, he does.
So if there was something, you hate to think this, but that is a safety net for him. Hey, Dad, the guy's taking me someplace I don't want to go. At least he could make that call.
Exactly. He always has he's 16. Of course he's got his full knob. He's never going to go anywhere without a phone.
Of course he does. Thanks for the call. Hey, Tracy, I'm out of time. This is interesting. Thank you for opening my eyes and ears to a part of the world I didn't know was happening right now. Tracy's gone. Well, thanks for joining us.
Tracy's, she has taken her indignation elsewhere. Do you think-